The Okmulgee National Monument near Macon was designated this month as a national treasure by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. The most prominent features at Okmulgee are huge earthen mounds that spread across 700 acres. Native Americans first settled there thousands of years ago. My colleague Adam Ragusa spoke last year with Middle Georgia State University professor Matt Jennings. Jennings wrote a pictorial history of the Okmulgee National Monument.
So what were the function of the mounds? Why would people, who are living a pretty rough agrarian lifestyle, invest massive amounts of their effort into hauling huge quantities of dirt and clay, basket by basket, onto these sites to basically create what look like flat-top pyramids on the landscape?
The mounds are like every other form of architecture, right? They reflect both the materials available to the people and the cultural predilections of the people who put those materials to use. So in the case of the Mississippians, certain lineages produced military, civil, and religious leadership, and then families representing those lineages lived on top of the mounds. So there's plenty of evidence connecting ruling lineages to the sun. So the platform mounds, these clay pyramids, as you
get closer to the sun, right?
Yeah, they're the homes of these elites. And I must mention, they're constructed fairly rapidly, given the huge amount of labor involved. I mean, the people made them because it made sense to them to do so. And the site's also laid out according to Mississippian ideas about the cosmos. There's a really good book about Cahokia up in Illinois, and the subtitle is A Mirror of the Cosmos. And I think these Mississippian town sites reflect the worldviews of the people who left them behind.
Now, as you write, the Okmulgee site is notable not only for its history of the indigenous peoples who lived there, but also as a place where Europeans first interacted with many native peoples in important ways.
Oh, yeah. In 1540, Hernando de Soto brings his army through Okmulgee. They called it the town of Ichisi, which we think was the capital of an Ichisi province. I don't know how well you know the site, but there's the main unit and then the Lamar unit, which is
right,
a couple miles
downriver.
Yeah, the Lamar site, we think, was the chief town of the Ichisi province. And unlike other towns in the southeast, this town welcomed Soto, perhaps as a possible ally, maybe just a powerful outsider. And so he erects a cross on top of one of the mounds there. And his native hosts treat him to what they call, or what the Spaniards called, barbacoa. You slow cook things over these wooden racks for
right.
a long period of time.
And then there was an English trading site, and then there was a war between the British based in Charlestown, and it all went downhill, and ultimately the native peoples, the Creek peoples there, were forcibly relocated out west. We just have a couple of minutes left, Matt, but let's talk about the more recent history of this site. Obviously, it fell into terrible disrepair and disrespect. The railroad companies cut through the site with horrendous railroad line cuts that are just terrible to look at today. And when you talk to older folks around Macon, they remember people driving their dirt bikes up and down these mounds. They remember sledding down them on the rare occasion that they would get snow. Mm-hmm. Just talk about the work that went into preserving this site from that terrible state.
Well, to me, that's one of the most important takeaways from this particular site. You know, it could have gone the way of a lot of different Mississippian-era sites, and it did not because of the efforts of prominent Maconites in the 1930s, the National Park Service, and I think probably the most overlooked piece of this is that Native people, beginning in the 1950s, actively reclaimed the site and returned in the 1970s and again starting in the 1990s. And I think that's one of the most powerful testimonies to Okmulgee's legacy, is that the Native people will not let it go, and they've persevered in their connection to the site over really difficult obstacles.
That's Middle Georgia State University professor Matt Jennings. He spoke with my colleague Adam Ragusa about the Okmulgee National Monument. Jennings is the author of Images of America, Okmulgee National Monument. This month, the National Trust for Historic Preservation designated the site as a national treasure.